Okay, so for this portion of the session, the intensive, we've put a lot of attention firstly on what we really are sort of learning to recognize, and there are lots of ways to really find, and it's really upon each of us to find which is our way to recognize the self, the real self, the intangible self. Does it seem more like silence to you? Does it present itself in this moment as awareness? Does it feel more like a sense of stillness, peace? Does it feel like a sense of being present? So all of these different ways are ways to recognize and tune in to what you really are, to find that real self that is dependable, reliable, not changing. It wasn't born, it's not dying, it's not getting any older, it's not suffering, it's not affected by anything. Most importantly, it's not affected by any thoughts, any experiences, and it's not subject to any of the normal things that affect our body and our mind. So it's outside of time, it's outside of space, it's not becoming anything, and it's not trying to get anything. It has no desire, no wants or needs at all. So it's important to recognize, put some time to recognize that. And as we were saying before, that starts as a sitting and rather ends up being just a way of living our life. Hopefully you're sort of recognizing as you go through this intensive that more and more it's just a switch over. You know, I thought I was this person that is trying to get somewhere, and I may then change that self-definition to I'm a seeker trying to find the real self, and then I may change that definition again to I've recognized my real self, but I'm trying to stabilize in that or live as that. So all of these definitions eventually will be let go of, to the point where there's nothing at all that you can say about yourself that is true. Really, the only true thing we can say is that we are, that we exist, that we're here. Anytime then we try to define what we are, we're going back into concepts and mind. And there's nothing wrong with mind. But for the best human experience, the most peaceful experience, the most stable experience, and from an absence of suffering, it's best just not to define yourself at all. So what does that mean, really? It means I don't know what I am. You know, there is this misconception, there certainly was in my mind, that when I wake up to the truth of my real nature, that I will know what I am. I will know with conviction and clarity. And that is a stage as we move through. First, I'm convinced I'm a human being. Then I'm convinced I am the form of self. I am the awareness. I am this present moment. But there is a stage, if you will, it's not a stage, deeper than that even, more beautiful experience than that even, where I don't know what I am at all. Just anything that I know will be separate to me, because there'll be me that knows it and the thing that I know. So if I know I am the self, even that is a little distance in thoughts, and it's something, some self-definition that I'm holding. So all of this today has been about stripping away these definitions. What definition are you giving yourself based on what experience is happening? What definition are you giving yourself based on how you're feeling? What definition are you giving yourself based on what thoughts are present or not? You know, if thoughts are absent, does that mean you're succeeding at being the self? If thoughts are present, does that mean you're failing or something's changed? If emotions are negative, does that mean you're not being the self consciously? Or does it, if peace is present, does that mean you are awake? So all of these subtle definitions need to be eventually let go of. And you will come to a stage, and you can this doesn't happen by accident, you can cultivate this stage where you actively set about forgetting everything you know about yourself, where you actively set about looking at these definitions You know, does it mean you're not awake enough yet when something happens? When there isn't enough of something in your experience, does that mean it's further for you to go? When an emotion or a particular set of thoughts arise, does that mean that you're less enlightened than the awakened, the great awakened beings of the past and present? Everything that you're suffering from is only your own self-definitions. I know what is true, and I know what is true for me is the greatest burden of all. I know what I am. I am unworthy. I am not there yet. I am not as awake as I need to be. I am nowhere near where the Buddha was. I am feeling negative emotions. I am troubled by my mind. I have further to go. And really, none of this is true for you already. So really, on one hand, you're seeing what you are clearer, that which has no definition at all, that nothing applies to. Anything that you could say about yourself is really what you're saying about your mind and your body. And anything that you could tell me about you, it should be eventually just come back to silence. There's nothing I can say about me. So the only thing you're left with is just knowing that you are this beautiful, indescribable mystery that is ever present as the formless reality and ever appearing as all these different shapes. So I'd really urge you just to look at what you know for certain, because that will be what is causing you pain, spiritual pain, and sometimes emotional pain, and sometimes even physical pain. What are you convinced of? Are you convinced there's a difference between you and me right now? That I'm having a different self-definition than you are? You know, that simply is what's arising in mind. These thoughts can come, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough yet, I'm not ready, awakening is too scary. But all of that can come and go. And if you're cultivating this ability to just let things come and go, it means you're not going to write it on your to-do list of things you need to get rid of or things you need to become before you can wake up. Then you're going to find that this is a beautiful place to live your life. What if you just accepted right now that nothing, no thought, emotion or experience that ever happens, positive or negative, heavenly or hellish, it can define you. You are the formless awareness, the real self in which all of this is coming and going. What can possibly describe you that is even less tangible than space, than time, than change, than becomingness? And the most beautiful place for any human being to exist is to simply forget everything you've known about yourself, about the world, about everyone else. Because in that, there is a beautiful meeting of reality, meeting of this moment and everything that's appearing in it, in its most spontaneous and natural way. What is it like to experience meeting someone, going somewhere, doing some activity without any idea about how it's going to be? What is it like to experience your life, the unfoldingness of your life, without any need to define yourself from it? What if no experience could change who or what you are? Even the highest experience of all, you know, sudden revelation and epiphany that I am that, is also just happening inside your being, the quietness of your being. So what is it you're sure of about yourself still? Are you sure that there's more work you need to do before you're established in the awakened state? Are you sure that the absence of peace in your experience right now is evidence that you're not the awakeness already? Are you sure that there's further for you to go before you find your way home? Are you sure that you need some more time or more practice or more understanding Or are you certain that you need to let go of something, that something should not be happening? There should not be anger, there should not be fear, there should not be any of these things happening if I was awake. So the awakened natural state, your real being, is just one where we cannot define ourselves from any experience at all, and we don't want to anymore. No experience I've ever had or will have for the rest of my bodily existence or in any of these bodies. There are 7.5 billion human experiences going on inside me right now, inside you, the formless reality. And not one of those experiences throughout all time is going to define you, change you. That should hopefully serve to kind of point to a place where it's not really even, it's a little bit too much trouble to define yourself. Perhaps you just can't really be bothered to know anything about yourself or anyone or the self. Or your own awakening. Because those are the things that trouble us when we get to this particular point in our pathway. Where I am convinced I'm a certain point on my pathway. And usually I'm convinced there's somewhere else to get to. There's the finish line, the gates of nirvana, and I'm here. And I know what the gates of nirvana look like because it'll be this particular experience. But if there isn't peace right now, there isn't joy, or there isn't love, then does that mean anything to you? Yes, you would prefer those, of course you would. But are you going to allow that to define what you are, to change your definition from the formless moment that is present here now to being a someone trying to get to that self? And in the end, you kind of become too lazy to bother with any definition at all. Even the definition that I am the absolute reality, the source of all that is, I don't even want to know that. I don't want to know what I am at all. I want to forget everything. And then there's this beautiful open space of your being in which any idea, if I need to know which is my car, if I need to know which flavor ice cream I prefer, if I need to know what time to start the next session, all of that will just arise spontaneously and play, but I don't know anything at all. There's this assumption in everyone I come across that the awakened state is where you've somehow got all your experiences lined up. You've got your emotions in check. You've got your thoughts in check. And it looks this particular way. But yet after awakening is deepened, it looks like silent mind, it looks like peace, it looks like joy, but it starts from a total lack of any urge to define yourself, even if you're feeling fear, even if your body's moving with disturbance or restlessness or panic or shame or any of these. And it also starts from even when there's lots of peace, lots of bliss, lots of joy, even those can't define you. It's not what we're looking for as the goal. Can you drop self-definition in this moment? Can you just for a second not know at all where you are in your awakening? Can you forget that I'm awake and you're not in this moment and see how you feel? See if there's any further to go when you drop that completely. And just noticing that in the lack of self-definition, there's a lack of limitation, a total inability to limit yourself. Only when I pick up these concepts and hold onto them as me, stick them onto me, then I'll take that shape. I'll experience being limited, but I never was. I'll experience as if I'm doing effort, but I never was. I'll experience as if I was suffering, but I never was. All of these concepts you try on like garments and experience what they feel like, and you as the infinite self wanted to experience what it's like to be limited and finite and to seem to come and go and have all these differing experiences, and to do that you had to somehow in thoughts only forget what you really are. And then there is a remembering of what you really are, and knowing here, which comes with a whole load of nice emotions and sensations. Eventually, though, you'll want to forget even that, to just not remember. And eventually, you'll just want to not know anything about anything at all. And I just invite you to try it on now. You know, just try that on now without any concepts. Don't know where you are or how far you've come. Don't know about your history or anything. Don't know that you've got to get something out of today's intensive. Don't know that you're the student and I'm the teacher. Don't know any of that stuff. Just forget it all completely. And see if there is anything lacking at all in your experience then. Completely. Especially forget that you won't be able to stay like this after we've finished. Forget that one too. And just soak, marinate for a minute in what it feels like to be without any limits or definitions at all. It's the most beautiful, natural place that any human being can live. It's possible to move around your entire existence from this place. It's possible to move around your whole life not knowing anything. You know, awakened beings may look like they know a lot of things. They know about the nature of the universe. They know about themselves. They know how to help people awaken and all of that. None of that is true. I don't know anything at all. I used to know a lot of stuff. It was very constricted and very painful. So I hope you're experiencing this freedom right now just by forgetting. And whatever you remember again, momentarily, you can just forget. It's just another way to access what is real about you. What's it like to have no shape, no self-definition? Nothing you can say about yourself with any certainty at all. You told me you're a woman or a man, you're from this place, you like to do that, you like to think this way, you know, all of that is your body and mind you're describing. Nothing wrong with that. But none of it refers to you. You are beautiful, unfolding mystery that you can never get to the bottom of, and it's absolutely fine because you don't have to. You just have to come to know that you don't know, and you never did actually. Everything we thought we knew was just imagined anyway about ourselves. This is how we pass through the eye of the needle, as Christ said. By having no self-definition at all, being smaller than an atom, and then bigger than the universe, completely, at the same time. Okay. Vidya, did you want to ask a question, if you still have a question?
I don't know if I can after that. I think it was more the whatever happens in the day, if there's like a look in the diary. There's not much planning or maybe gap between what is something that's got to happen to something that's already just happened. It seems all of a sudden what was and what is, I can't distinguish the two. It's almost like it's That's all there was. If something was planned, it didn't feel like it was planned because it's instantly happening. I don't think I'm making much sense at all.
You're doing really well, actually. Yeah.
So, and then come the other. I wasn't sure about thought and mind. I couldn't. There's not a lot of thought happening. But there will be spontaneous things happening during the day. Yeah, I'm really not making any sense. The gap between it, I don't know if there is one, or I'm not sure with what mind is. It doesn't.
There's only this moment, isn't there? And this moment goes on forever. Mm. You know, where is the boundary between now and previous moment and next moment? What was, you know, mind says that's past, it's history, it's gone, it's finished. And then what will be, it hasn't happened yet. But that begins to break down in the real state, doesn't it? Because there's only you appearing as all of these shapes, and there isn't the time constriction. And it's seen that the ability to break my experience down into segments, you know, all these moments during my waking state, it's not really how it is. You know, that's sort of seeing clearer. There's just this one continuous unfolding now, mm-hmm. that always was and always will be. And in that, sometimes my body's sleeping, sometimes it's awake, sometimes it's asleep and dreaming. And that there's just rotating in front of this moment, inside this moment. So there's less ability to kind of think. You could think a thought about something that seemed to happen 10 years ago, but even that doesn't seem so true. And there's more and more of a sense of just the timelessness that is your real being. That the sense of change begins to go with that as well. Even though all this is still seeming to change, there's less and less of an idea that anything is actually changing, because that would need time.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to explain that, is that's what seems to be absent, is there's no change between, you know, the idea of something has to happen to what is happening right now.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that change. It's
more like when a flower blossoms, isn't it? It's more like it's just continues to open. There isn't any point where you say it was closed here and now it's fully open. Mm. It's just continuously in motion, isn't it, in the appearance. And only mind would try to say there, at this point here, it's closed. It's a rose bud. Now it's a rose, and now it's dead. You know, only mind would try to classify those as different.
But so when there's...
Without the presence of a body, there isn't any ability to reference time, is there?
Yeah. So without that, that's what's absent, is the idea of thought or description or anything. So it just is what it is.
Yeah, and it's this never-ending unfoldingness. Even when the body's there in deep sleep, even in dreams at night, you know, you can have a dream at night that lasts for 20 minutes in clock time, but it could be years in that dream. You could have moved to a different country and experienced a whole different life. You know, so time isn't, it's a construct of mind, isn't it? Time is based on, you know, if I move to another room in this house, there'll be a sense that something changed. So it'll seem like a new moment, but is it really? You know, my body's walking around inside the space of my being. Has anything really changed in that? It becomes more obvious, doesn't it, as the recognition deepens.
Yeah. So what is the difference then between, say, a thought and what mind is like? I mean, everything still appears, but thinking doesn't always have to be there.
Yeah, it's just the projection of mind is just a collective, a collection of assumptions and labels, basically. The assumptions that this thing is what I think it is, and what I think about this thing is true. So firstly, you go, well, I'm not sure the labels are actually real. You know, when I call this thing different to that thing, is it really? And then, if this thing isn't different to that thing, is anything I think about either of them really valid? So, you know, just these kind of questions begin to break down the structure of the mind. It's just a bunch of assumptions that we never question. This thing is what I think it is, and all my experiences with it are real and true. You know, that's the kind of thing that holds it together. When you even start to question, is that so? it starts to really undo itself. It can't come out of it itself, mind, because it's kind of in, all its assumptions about these things are all interconnected and backed up by a sense of time passing and experience changing. You start to see that's not really how it is, actually. There's a sort of a curiosity then, isn't there? What is real?
Yeah. So without the idea of anything, it's it just is what it is.
It's just whatever shape you're appearing as. That's really all you can say about it. Today I look like this in my experience. Today I look like this room. Today I look like this intensive. Today I look like, you know, and it's just constantly changing. That the thoughts about those changing appearances don't have the validity anymore, because it's like trying to label the different size and shape of the wave on the ocean. You know, the waves are going to be gone very, very soon. So what's the point in trying to define them and try to keep them? You know, this one's better than that one. They just all seem to be waves arising in the awareness, looking like something.
Yeah, because I had a drink, like a cocoa, and I drank that and then just kept filling it up with water, so it looked a little bit muddy water. But I also had a herbal tea, and at one point I looked at them to which one to drink, and then all of a sudden to which would taste better. But it fell away, and all I saw was just sort of something inside me laughed, because it was just an idea of what would look better. But ultimately it was just, I don't know, I just saw them the same. And it would only, the idea of one tasting better would just be an idea.
Based on what you think it is, yeah, based on this is cocoa and this is herbal tea.
Yeah, I couldn't see any difference in that moment. It was a seeing, not so much.
And yet, amazingly, your body will still reach for one and drink one, you know, all by itself. In that,
yeah,
it's possible to live all the time in that place where you just don't know what anything is, because you're experiencing it directly. And what does cocoa taste like when I don't have any ideas about it? You know, it'd be quite different, very different. Everything gets an upgrade then. Everything is much better, experience is much more vivid and alive. So you fall more in love with just not knowing. And you can still say, you know, would you like a cup of cocoa? It's not like you're going to go, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
There's still the functioning going on. Inside is like, I have no clue about anything.
It's
wonderful.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so we will take a quick break again till past 12, and we will come back with a guided self-inquiry.